So Joe Arrow's here. Joe, take a microphone, because I need to ask a series of questions.
If you plan to be in D.C., and you want to see the station, you should ask, and you might get an invitation. Turns out Mr. Tony's really nice, especially on days he's lucid. You might be afraid you'll say something stupid. If they put you on the air, will you listen to it? Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast for November 12th, 2015. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This broadcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and tkjingles.com. And a huge congrats to Joe Arrow for making his first appearance on the show on Veterans Day this year, yesterday. And having just a wonderful segment there when one of the guests fell through. Joe filled in admirably and just so modest, downplaying his own contributions to the show. And it was really, really nice all around. Also, John Neiswinger sent in a great email, and they gave some huge props to Robert Berg there and a nice little shout out to the website. In that opening song there, you know, really, there's been an increase, it seems, lately of folks visiting. But if you do want to visit the show, you email Nigel, and if he answers you, then maybe there's a chance that you can get to go. So I know that he doesn't always respond, but it doesn't hurt to ask if you happen to be in town, if you're on vacation, especially if you have some gifts. They are pretty receptive to that. The first time that I was in the studio, I remember Jeannie walked out at the end. She had to leave early for something, or I don't know. There was some ruse. I think she just decided to leave so I could go over to the microphone and talk. But I've still never listened to that. Up until that point, every time one of my jingles had been on the show, I had specifically gone and downloaded that podcast episode, cut a little clip of it, and saved it into like a little memories reel, because, you know, how many of these were there ever really going to be? So I thought, all right, I'll get the 10 or 15 songs that I do. So I'll always have that little sound file to go back to and enjoy it. And when it got to that point, just, you know, it's funny because I do a podcast, so I don't mind listening to my own voice, but I just was afraid that I would say something really stupid, or that I came across as stupid or conceited or something. So, you know, I've really never gone back and listened to it. I do intend to at some point. I always thought it would be fun to take some clips from that segment. This was from November of 2013, and somehow weave in some jingles around that, if any of it's any good. So maybe we'll do that someday for the episode that I listen to, because I don't know who else would want to hear that, but I think that'd be cool. All right, so today's episode is really new-centric. We've had a lot of really brand new songs this week. So we're going to really focus on that. And that sound means it's time for a Schwitz break.
Come on, Tony, let's take a Schwitz. Come on, Tony, let's take a Schwitz. We're going to drink a little wine with New York strips.
Wow, well, that was something. Our new, exciting, and very popular regular feature, Schwitz Breaks, introduced there. All right, before I get started with the new music, I also wanted to announce we'll be doing another Clips show. This is a really popular segment we did about a month ago where we'll play clips of something Tony or somebody said, and then the song that was inspired by it. So if you've done a jingle in the past, or if you have a particular favorite moment, email me that idea to podcast@tkjingles.com. Preferably, you'll also email me the sound clip so that I don't have to go digging for it. And I'm looking forward to that in December. It's going to be great. All right, on to the new music. So first, T. Chapel Aldridge and John Fitzpatrick teamed up for a wonderful tribute to the mailbag jingle itself called the Mailbag Mock, or Mailbox Mock. And this is a Jailhouse Rock parody. And then I wanted to play the three of the songs that aired on Tony's show the past week. They got the Nigel seal of approval. This Toy by John Fitzpatrick, a jingle about a story that I never in a million years thought would make a good jingle, and John managed to make it great. A parody of Blur by Rob Berg, which again, I never imagined a parody of Blur would make the show, but it's Robert Berg and it's about Raju, so there you go. And then a collaboration by Sean Coit and Steve Lipton, me and Alan Bubis having dinner at the Palm.
Tony started reading from his bag of mail. The regulars were there and they began to flail. They started throwing punchlines like a boxing ring. You should have heard those knocked out goobers sing. They'd mock. Everybody got mocked. Everybody starts at 10 o'clock to listen to the mailbox mock. Kirsten is a songbird, got such dulcet tones. Robert Berg can't help it, buzz his mind is blown. That Jerry boy from Annandale went 1, 2, 3. The whole final segment was a mockery. Let's mock. Everybody, let's mock. Everybody waits at 10 o'clock to listen to the mailbox mock. Tony said to Chapel back in 93, that was the cutest jingle I ever did see. I surely was delighted with your parody. Come on and do the mailbox mock with me. Let's mock. Everybody, let's mock. Everybody waits at 10 o'clock to listen to the mailbox mock. Yeah, yeah, yeah! Brad Weiss was sitting on a block of stone, way over in the corner writing all alone. Then Gary said, Professor, we don't really care. If you can't write a jingle, you won't get on air. Let's mock. Everybody, let's mock. Everybody waits at 10 o'clock to listen to the mailbox mock. Nigel said to Tony, for heaven's sake, the segment's over, now's a chance to take a break. Tony turned to Nigel and he said, nix, nix, I wanna stick around, I wanna gut my nicks. Let's mock. Everybody, let's mock. Everybody waits at 10 o'clock to listen to the mailbox mock. 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 That toy's not in the Hall of Fame. We all agree that's for shame. But some toys that got in, they are lame. Super soakers aren't good for you. Jenga is just too new. Ninja Turtles are such a sorry crew. Oh, coloring books may seem sappy, that they're not in is a crime. Spinning tops made us happy. Since Will Shakespeare's time. Tony, what's your favorite game? Does Genie feel the same?
Gary, just ask Twister again.
Raju! Agu! F*** you! Hantu! I got a pink slip from a half-wit who was so pleased firing Pulitzer nominees. Raju! Miami home thrones of GP. Raju! What awards are on your sing? Raju! While my golfing buddy Barack Obama nightly watches my show. How's that taste, bro? You jackass! Jackass! You jackass! Ah, you jackass.
It's not raining outside. I checked with Michael to see about the weather conditions. I'd have dinner at Rose's, but the line's too long and I can't reach House and Simmons. There's nowhere to eat. There's nowhere to eat. With my own 2 feet, there's just nowhere to eat. There's Refugee Savory, but that won't do. I could try avocados with Kirchin. But oh, I don't know if I have to go. I might just stand at the sink in the kitchen. So I'm on my way. I know just where I'm going, and I'm on my way. I call ahead, but I don't know how to use a cell phone to call my guy Tommy. See, it's me and Ellen Bubis having dinner at the Palm. See, it's me and Ellen Bubis having dinner at the Palm. See, it's me and Ellen Bubis having dinner at the Palm.
All right, so now I wanted to play five more new songs. The first is from Brandon Bowker, who's sent in some great ones in the past. I'm not sure if any of them made the show, but this is another wonderful one about TK Jingles itself and the fans who write all the jingles. A nice throwback, legacy-style song. And Steve Lipton with Red Starbucks Cup about all the big brouhaha. And oh, Schwitz break!
Scores of men who take a break for a steam and a steak when time permits. Eating at the Spitz. And now if you can't eat toasted seeds, cause Nara said he has the grief and makes you sick, try eating at the Spitz. Undress like the waitresses at Hooters. Try not to look at some guy's pooper. Super duper! Come, let's mix with all the pros. Eat porterhouses while I'm clothed. It'll be bliss. Eating at the Spitz. We're eating at the Spitz. Try eating at the Spitz. We're eating at the Spitz!
All right. Steve Lipton, eating at the Spitz. So to recap, we're going to play Brandon Bowker, the fans who wrote Mailbag Jingle, Steve Lipton with Red Starbucks Cup, and then Brad Weiss with a lovely take on Long and Winding Road, followed by a jingle that I'm sure a lot of people wanted to do but didn't do, and Sean Morrissey did an excellent job elsewhere around the NHL, a knock on Kevin Sheehan's wonderful news segue elsewhere around the NHL, something that you'd never hear on Tony's show. And then a new one by me, set to Don't Worry Baby.
When Bob Ryan's on the show, he puts my kid to sleep. It's neat. And Chrysalis is so conceited it can't be believed. But the point of the show is what Tony does, what he eats by the sink. The things he likes and the folks he hates. He gets to PTI. Many a fan would say stuff many a fan would fax. But the fans who wrote mailbag jingles, they wrote email jingles, they were the littlest of them all.
Starbucks cup is cheap and disposable, but they ain't meant to be a Christian devotional. Ultra-religious half-wits get so emotional, though I wouldn't mind a latte in my kiddish cup. Red Starbucks cup, shut the fuck up, don't get me started, just disregard it. I love you, Red Starbucks cup, I fill you up for caffeination, not obfuscation.
Red Starbucks cup, you're not just a cup. You're a symbol of everything that's wrong in PC America, but you're my friend. Thank you for being my friend.
Red Starbucks cup, is this made up? Don't get me started, just disregard it. I tell you, Red Starbucks cup, I fill you up for caffeination, not obfuscation. I tell you, Red Starbucks cup, is this made up? Your sanctimoniousness is just erroneous.
The long congested road that I drive to this show, the beltway's so backed up, but I'm not taking Jones Bridge Road. Now some broad has blocked the bar, won't she let me go? Crawling up Connecticut has taken all my time. It might relieve the traffic, but I still hate that purple line. And look at the price of gas at that corner by the thing. All those listeners in Montana, I can't wait to hear this news. They love all these updates from Wisconsin Avenue.
Elsewhere around the league, the Isles down New Jersey, Sazika scored late in the third to secure the win for the home team. Elsewhere around the league, the Avs top Calgary, Duchesne scored twice and Varlamov made 22 stops for the victory. Better tap Kevin to get his eyes out. No more lame scores, so long, Sheehan. Bye-bye, Sheehan. Make it happen.
Ah. poisoning your body, and it turns out bacon's bad for you. And that glass of wine they said was healthy, pretty soon they'll say that that's not true. Now who knows what to fear? It changes every year, so I say,
roundup of some of the new material at tkjingles.com just in the past week. It's just unbelievable how these new songs continue to roll in. All right, now I'd like to segue into something that was what this episode was originally going to be about, was about memory. Because this past Friday, Courtney the Goddess was on Picking Games, and they played an intro song for her called She's Always a Goddess, a parody of Billy Joel's Always a Woman, done by John Neiswinger. And so they play this, and they play like the first verse or two, and then they fade it out, and Tony says, oh my God, wasn't that great, Courtney? I mean, that's for you. Can you believe it? That's for you. And she said, oh yeah, yeah, it's so great. Anyway, you know, let's move on. And it was so funny because I had this feeling like, wait a minute, haven't I heard this somewhere before? Didn't we already have this conversation? And so I went to TK Jingles, and sure enough, that song had aired in the same segment back in January when Courtney was picking some, I think the Super Bowl maybe. And Tony had the exact same reaction. He'd never heard it before. He thought it was wonderful. And even better this time around. So the first time, he heard it, he loved it. Courtney loved it, and it was all great. The second time, he was hearing it again for the first time, and he was questioning whether John Neiswinger even played the piano, which was so funny because John at the TK Jingles live event, you know, he played keys there and while he sang everything. And Tony actually, when he was doing his spiel at the event, came up to John and said, wow, great job on the keyboard. You're great at this. And John was the only one that played, you know, the piano at the event. So it was so funny that, you know, there was a point made about that. And I know Tony knows a lot of people and how. You know, it just, you forget things. But I thought it was so ridiculous that they, you know, it was as if it was brand new. And this was only like 9 months ago. So it wasn't even that long ago. It's not like it was 3 years ago. So I started working on this next little bit and didn't get very far when I decided to kind of pivot and make today's episode more about what happened today in studio with Joe Arrow. So I'll play this little clip here. And then and then continue with another reason that maybe I changed my mind about the topic of this show. Courtney sucks when it comes to picking games, but John sent some music to introduce her anyway. Tony said, man, this is great. Having forgot it had already been played, he didn't remember it. So anyway, I was all prepared to lay into Tony and make a bunch of jokes about he couldn't remember anything, maybe have some dementia jokes, you know, real light, you know, light stuff. But then I started working on a Schwitz song set to Twistin' the Night Away by Sam Cooke. And so I went to go buy the performance track. And when I got to the website, it said download. I said, wait, is this free now or something? Or did I like already record this Schwitz song a few days ago and I just forgot that I already downloaded it? Or maybe I pre-downloaded the track or something? And then I went to the website and I saw that there was actually a jingle called Kvetchin' the Night Away that was originally recorded by Jerry Negrelli a while ago. So I don't remember doing that at all. And then looked at this, oh, yeah, I vaguely remember this. So just the irony there that this whole episode was going to be hammering Tony on his bad memory. And I thought I remembered everything I'd done, even though I've done a zillion of these things now. But the cracks are starting to show. I think I've reached a tipping point now where it's going to start recycling every original thought that I had, you know, it's going to come back again. So I usually pride myself on not reusing the same joke. There will be some call outs and some things, but even some of the topical stuff like Moose Can or something, like I won't want to show that in too many jingles because it just seems boring. But, you know, maybe now I'm already doing it and I don't realize it. So it's a dangerous precipice we're on here. Anyway, so now that I've had that big lead in, I wanted to play a couple of those clips of Tony's reaction. And then Jen Neiswanger, when he wrote this She's Always a Goddess song, the best part about it is the third verse. And even though they played it twice, they've never gotten that far in the song because the song's too long. So I want to play those clips and play the third verse, and then we'll go into the TK Jingles mailbag.
I reckon it's okay, but I hear she's a goddess on screen.
That's fabulous.
Who did that? Yeah. Who did that?
We'll put that down, Mike.
Who did that?
That's Jon Neiswanger.
That's fabulous.
Yes.
That's great. Courtney, that's a tribute to you. You must feel great about that.
Yes. I tweeted it to me the other day. That's wonderful.
That is just great. Yeah, that's just great.
It's okay, but I hear she's a goddess on screen.
Wow, that's pretty great.
Yeah, that Jonathan Neiswanger.
That's awesome. Really great. Yeah. Courtney, how great is that?
That's fabulous. Good morning, Mr. Tony.
Good morning. Good morning. That's a song, a tribute song to you. That's really good.
And there's more. I guess you can get it at TK Jingles.
Yeah, TK Jingles.
Oh, she takes care of herself. She makes the picks when she wants, with reason sublime. Oh, and she always gives out the best Vegas spread, so we can make up our mind. She'll call into the show with a crappy connection, while all the men listen and hide their we don't hear all the best and the worst that she sees. And the most she will do is pick winners for you, but she's only the goddess to me.
One last comment on Courtney. I thought it was wonderful that the goddess trivia, the question Tony couldn't answer, was how many jingles are there about Courtney at tkjingles.com? And the answer is 24. All right, let's get on to the mailbag.
Here comes Jerry's mailbag. He's gonna read your emails, faxes, notes. He's gonna read them for you folks. I hope you sent some good jokes.
All right. If you haven't seen it, Mike Todd sent a photo of a book you can find at Barnes & Noble, 50 Shades of Chicken, which is just awesome, evoking the 50 Ways to Cook a Chicken TK jingle. Then we have a suggestion here from Bill Strajewski. He says, I'm probably late on this, but Act Fearlessly equals Act Naturally. Buck Owens, covered by the Beatles, sung by Ringo. Another great show. And yeah, the Act Fearlessly thing, that's untapped. What is that? Untapped territory? Uncharted territory? Whatever. But I agree, that would be a great one for somebody to take on. Then we have a comment here about that Neiswanger song. So Rob Berg saying, you got Courtney to go onto the message boards? Effing hell, man. Good job by you. Did Jerry score one of those comments for his Dexy's Midnight Runners track? I was working on a Courtney song last month, but just couldn't get it up on its feet, so to speak. And then B.D. Shore commenting on the Schwitz says, oh, Schwitz break.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere down in Cleveland way, the best ambiance in the state, Schwitz in an Eden steak. If you want dinner and a show, there's really only one place you should go. Three generations, zero clothes, Schwitz in an Eden steak. They're schwitzing. For some reason, there's never a way. They're schwitzing. Yeah, schwitzing and eating steak. Let's schwitz a while.
It's real. I swear. It's real. I swear. It's on Yelp. Five stars.
Thank you for indulging me on that. I don't see this becoming a regular feature, but you know, every now and then, it's nice to have a schwitz break. It's good for your health, you know. Take a nice steam, enjoy a steak with some men. It's just, I mean, what a better way to enjoy a Saturday night. All right. Then we have a comment here from Doug Plord. He says, oh my God, Robert Berg kills it with a Blur song. Two awesome jingles in one block. God bless. Then I got a note here, a personal note. It says, my husband is a huge fan of TK Jingles. Can you write a custom jingle for his birthday? And if you have a request like that, the holidays are coming up. I have a few, actually, I need to wrap up from the Kickstarter. And, you know, it's only been 7 months. So, you know, I really do need to get off my tush and finish a couple of those. But I have done a lot of custom songs. Be happy to help you out. It does take a long time. So there would be a small fee involved. But you can email me podcast@tkjingles.com to discuss that. And also, the TK Jingles website and all that does also require maintenance. So if you do not have any TK Jingles swag, please go to tkjingles.com/store. Check out the shirts, stickers, and all that stuff. Every little bit helps to contribute to keep this whole enterprise going. It is a not-for-profit. Despite the Kickstarter having made money, it's not making money, trust me. All right, so thank you for listening to this podcast. I welcome your feedback. podcast@tkjingles.com. Hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back here next week for another exciting episode of the TK Jingles podcast.
At the TK show, knew I'd make it here one day to sit here and watch Nigel say, nobody pays retail, so why should you? I'm in the studio. Gary's here and so is Gene, the heart and soul of Tony's team. And hello, David, Tori, Chris, and Liz. And Kevin, I'm a fan of how you handle tragedies, how you giggle through the misery with each newscast that you read, the way you piss off Tone when you repeat his news. This keeps us all amused. Now it's mailbag time. Got your emails and your notes. Gonna read a few for all you folks. As long as Nigel says that we've got time, Nigel, have we time? 15 seconds, it's all right. If you're out this evening, do wear white. Wanna thank you all for having me.
It's not
today.
Lennon and McCartney. It's not gonna sell like Lennon and McCartney.
It's much better.
But the things are great.
More like Weird Al.
Yes, it's more like Weird Al, but it's sort of better.